To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, week 5 in the NFL, Jones. Just one more game. That is tonight, Kansas City versus Jacksonville. In the meantime, maybe you had some commitments. Maybe you said, you know what? I'm going to wait until the Patriots on Sunday night. I'm not going to watch some of these other games. We'll do a quick recap of all of them, including the New York football Jets and the Dallas football Cowboys.
What happened?
Hats off to them. They've done a great job here in the first half.
Couple of tight ends in. Back to Williams. Running right. Javonte Williams. Touchdown, Cowboy. Crashing in for 6.
Javonte Williams, 135 yards rushing and a touchdown. Cowboys beat up the Jets 37-22. New York falls to 0-5. And many are suggesting they will go 0-17.
I saw today the Jets are the first team since 1933 to not have a turnover in the first 5 weeks of the year. Not force a turnover as
their
a defense.
Yeah. Clean games for everybody that have played against the Jets. No, the Jets are legitimately the worst team in football.
They're bad.
Yep.
You see Jerry flipping off Jets fans after the game?
No. Classy.
Yeah.
Classy.
That's like what that. You want to see. Yeah.
All right. The other team in the AFC East that was in action yesterday afternoon was the Miami Dolphins as they faced the Carolina Panthers.
What happened?
Panthers down by 4. Closing into the 2 minute timeout. Bryce Young. Got his man! Touchdown! Mitchell Evans! And the Panthers take the lead.
Your guy Bryce Young with the go-ahead touchdown. Panthers beat the Dolphins 27-24. Miami drops to 1-4 on the season.
Who's that announcer? Eric Collins? Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, who got so fired up.
I know. I got a lot more red zone yesterday than typical because the Pats were later on in the day. So just kind of on.
Yeah.
And every time they cut to the game, I'm like, what is this guy screaming about?
Panthers down by 4. Closing into the 2 minute timeout. Bryce Young. Got his man! Touchdown, Mitchell Evans!
Like he's fired
Panthers
up.
Take the lead.
He's like a cringier version of Gus Johnson. I was like, who is this guy?
He's like,
where did he come from?
He's like a team announcer, but a national broadcaster.
I don't know what that was, but my God,
he was pretty pumped about it. What about the? Let's go to the London game, Jones. Vikings and Browns.
Hey, what happened?
Well, Jordan Addison missed a walkthrough or is late for a walkthrough out in London.
He should have asked. Who did this happen to last year? Was it Pop who missed because they were the food poisoning? No, was it Polk?
Yeah, it was like most
Baker?
Of the most of the rock,
anyone,
most of the receivers.
Any one of those guys.
Year.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
those guys.
Yeah.
So he didn't play in the first quarter, but he did play in the fourth quarter.
Wentz, 2nd and 5. Addison, he's got it! Touchdown!
Vikings, 21-17 win over the Browns. The Vikings now 3-2 on the year. Browns fall to 1-4.
I thought that was horrendously bad clock management by Stefanski.
Yeah, it was a mess.
They didn't burn enough clock when they had the football. They were calling timeouts for the Vikings while they were driving. So horrendously bad by Stefanski,
All
I thought.
Right. Let's put a pin in what happened, Jones.
Oh?
Well, it's a Patriots Monday. And let's get to Patriots tight end Hunter Henry, shall we?
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday. We'll take you through the rest of week 5 coming up here in just a little bit. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Patriots tight end Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good, fellas.
Huge win last night. You beat the Bills. It's national TV. We've happened to talk to you over the last year plus after a bunch of difficult games, tough losses. How's it feel to get that one done last night in Buffalo?
Yeah, it's huge, man. Division road win, prime time. Everybody's watching. It was a lot of fun and much needed. You know, we put a lot of work in, and it's good to go out there and execute and come out with a big win.
Seems like Steph Diggs was extra fired up, as he should be, going up against a team that he spent a lot of time with. But, you know, honorary captain in the game. We saw some of the videos of him firing up the team beforehand. But, I don't know, it seemed like a real, you know, leadership moment for Steph Diggs last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a leader on this team for a long time, since he's gotten here, man. I feel like he's brought a great energy. He's very consistent in his work and how he goes about his work every single day, too. And so he's been a lot of fun to be around, a lot of us feed off of him, man. And it's cool to see him fly around and make a lot of plays last night.
So maybe you just answered this, Hunter, but could you sense anything extra from him this week? I know you said he's been a leader all year long, but was there anything extra there from Diggs this week, given who was on the other side?
I mean, you know, I've been through that too, you know, playing your former team or going back to your former team. There's always a little bit of a chip on your shoulder or whatever it is. But, you know, he was locked in. He's locked in every week, man. He's ready to go. So he was fired up, and we obviously is a prime time game too. So everybody gets up a little extra for a prime time game, man. Everybody's watching. It's what you dream of since you were a little kid. So he was ready to go.
You know, it seems like after each one of these wins, we said, "Oh, is that Drake May's best game he's ever played?" And you know, last night another example of it. What did you think of May's performance?
Yeah, he's just a special player, man. Special dude. It's fun to see him grow. Fun to see him just make plays, man, and the way he does. You know, he can make off-schedule plays within the play or whatever it takes, man. So he's a guy that just continuing to grow week after week, and it's been a lot of fun to see him with his growth and obviously make some big-time throws there on that last drive.
Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. We're on the outside looking in, watching on the TV last night. You're out there with Drake on that final drive. Take us inside the huddle. What's he like? What's he saying to keep you guys going on that final drive?
Yeah, I mean, he's just he's a great dude, man. He's very calm. You know, he was just we work through those moments all the time on our own in a way, like in practice, and gone through different situations, and you know, we have the ball in our hands to go win it. So it's pretty cool to see him, like I said, make some plays, and we've gone through that scenario, and it was cool to kind of do it live and in a big-time audience.
You know, on the go-ahead 52-yard field goal, we were just talking with Christian Ellis earlier, and he said, you know, he said a prayer for Andy Borgalis. We know Drake May couldn't even look at it. What are you doing during that potential game-winning field goal?
Yeah, I said a little prayer, too. Very confident and just Andy, and you know, I was excited for him for that moment. Felt good about everything. Just needed, you know, good protection, good hold, and felt like he was gonna, you know, go in for sure. So I watched the whole thing. So
yeah,
I was making sure I was gonna watch just to see. So it was a cool moment.
Big win for the Patriots, two in a row for the first time since 2022, 23-20. They beat the Bills last night in Buffalo. Hunter, you know it's time for it, the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry Surprise. Surprise!
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, Hunter Henry, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you when Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries' marriage ended after only 72 days?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Probably 10.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Okay, 10.
I would agree.
Yeah,
I would agree. That was lower. I would assume lower, yeah.
Some are surprised they made it that long.
Correct.
Okay, well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate the time. Middle game of a three-game stretch of road games in New Orleans on Sunday. Best of luck Sunday. We'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Hunter.
Hunter Henry joining us here on a Patriots Monday on WE. Yeah, that's not the most surprising. I'd agree with him on that.
Well, no, again, we're trying to figure out the scale.
Yeah, no, it's good.
You have to have some that are sort of on that end.
One at one end.
Yeah.
One at the other end. It's a full spectrum. That's true.
So he was more surprised by the Sixth Sense than the divorce of Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
Correct.
All right, there we go. Okay.
Anything surprising in Week 5, Keith?
Yeah, let's get back to it.
Yeah, let's get back into it.
Including the Colts and the Raiders game. Colts-Raiders.
What happened?
It was all Colts.
And there he goes, Jonathan Taylor, his third touchdown today.
So the Indianapolis Colts blow out the Raiders 40-6. They're 4-1. The Raiders are 1-4.
Yeah.
That one?
Who'd they beat?
They beat the Pats.
Oh, that's right.
Which, holy smokes.
Remember we were like, my God, that's a horrible loss. How bad was that? And it turns out we were right.
People are like, Geno Smith's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, is he?
Nah, he stinks.
Like, is he?
My guy Anthony Richardson got into the game yesterday. Did you see that?
Good for him. Yeah. No, I didn't really watch much of this
one.
Did he
tap out after he came in?
I mean, he might have.
He got tired.
I just saw he got in there. I don't know.
Take a little break. Yeah, so that was that one.
Three more touchdowns for Johnny Taylor.
Yeah.
He's looking like the best running back in football.
Looks very, very good. What about the Texans and the Ravens?
What happened?
Well, no Lamar Jackson. But that doesn't really seem to matter because all season long, Baltimore's had no defense.
Marks in the backfield, shotgun, fake the pitch, soft toss, it's handled. Knoll is in for the touchdown. The Texans have got their groove back.
Just like Stella. 44-10, your final. C.J. Stroud threw four touchdown passes. It's just the second win of the season for Houston. They're 2-3, but Baltimore, our entire show's Super Bowl pick at the beginning of the year, 1-4.
Ooh.
Yikes.
The Ravens, I saw this morning. The team that has given up the most points in NFL history was the Panthers a year ago.
Okay. Yeah, they were bad.
534 points allowed.
Ugh.
The Ravens are on pace to allow 602 points.
Ray Lewis.
It's almost
rolling
New Hampshire.
Over in his grave.
Almost the New Hampshire 603.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ray Lewis, yes, you saw the touchdown celebration from Knoll there in the end zone.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't celebrate the Ray Lewis. I don't
in
get why
face.
They care. He's not playing for the
squirrel?
Team anymore. Yeah, what do you care?
You know what that's called?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. All right, this is a good one on paper and actually a decent one on the field as well, Jones. Broncos and Eagles.
Hey, what happened?
Well, the Broncos went down, scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter. They were down by 1 point, so they elected to go for two.
Here's the rollout, the throw, it's there. And the Broncos have taken the lead. That was Franklin on the receiving end.
Is he okay?
Clear your throat.
He's smoking two packs of Marlboro Reds. What happened there? So the Broncos would then add a field goal, and they would go on to a 21-17 win over the Eagles. Bo Nix and the Broncos are now 3-2. The Eagles, their first loss of the season.
Yeah.
Also bounced Terp from our survivor pool.
Oh!
I think he had the Eagles.
That kicked him out?
That's it for him.
I didn't even realize that.
See you later, Terp.
See you, Terp.
Don't let the door hit you.
But, no, the drumbeat for A.J. Brown getting louder and louder. Devontae Smith had a big game. A.J. Brown had some targets.
Oh, A.J. Brown, like, buried Jalen Hurts after the game, I think.
You hear Breer before the game yesterday? Breer was talking about how the Patriots may not even be interested in A.J. Brown if he were available.
Excuse me?
Because Vrabel knows that he has, like, a chronic knee issue. And that was part of the reason Tennessee didn't want to sign him to an extension
in the
first place.
Well, if it's like an injury thing, okay. But it can't be like, I mean, if he's all right, should probably take him.
That was what Breer had to say. I'd still take him if he's even available.
How about this one? The Cardinals and the Titans.
What happened? Oh,
this was a wild game. Yeah. There was a lot of wild plays to choose from, including my guy Deer Mercado running all the way down to the end zone and then holding the ball out and losing it at the inch line. That guy screwed me and fantasy and everybody else, I'm sure. But this was also a play that I'll let these guys describe what the hell happened here.
Clock running inside of 5 minutes. Ward goes through his progressions. Everyone covered, slings it back. It's deflected and picked.
And?
Okay. Taylor Demerson, and then the football came out.
Yep.
Who recovers? Tennessee for the touchdown.
Yeah, just lock it.
In a crazy sequence.
Lock it.
Tyler Lockett, the recovery. Unreal.
So Cam Ward threw a pass that got picked, but then the Cardinals fumbled it, and then it squirted into the end zone when the Titans fell on it and scored. So the Cardinals were also up 21-6 when
DeMarcado. It was 21-3 at one point, but it was 21-6 when DeMarcado ripped off the run.
Like 80-yard run. Yeah. Nobody touched him, but, you know, credit to the Titans. They were still chasing after him. Holds the ball out like a moron. And then it's like a touchback. And then they never scored again. The Titans added that one and some other weird ones. And then ended up winning 22-21. It's the first win of the season for Tennessee. The Cardinals were cruising to their third win, but they don't get it. So they're now 2-3.
That's a game-winning touchdown pass from my guy Cam Ward and my Titans right there is what that is.
Is that how you guys also figured out that Tyler Lockett's still in football?
How about that? Tyler Lockett, good for him.
I'm an Iowa Manor guy, so I knew Lockett was there.
Good for him.
No, that's the second week in a row we've seen one of those crazy. Adonai Mitchell had one. It didn't cost the Colts.
Yeah.
But he had one last week, and now this. Just make sure you get in the end zone, then drop the football. Not that
smart.
Hard. Not that hard.
Run all the way. Just keep running like Forrest Gump. Go all the way through, and they got to get you in the locker room.
Yes.
Like, out here.
Bo Jackson style. Just keep going.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. All right, what about this one? A battle between two former Carolina Panther quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield in the Bucs, Sam Darnold in the Seahawks.
This was good.
An ultimate shootout, and the Buccaneers had a chance to kick the game-winning field goal.
Got it! And Tampa Bay will win it on a walk-off 39-yard field goal.
Okay, that's all you really needed.
I tell you, that wasn't as exciting as the game was.
No,
the game was very
exciting.
That wasn't
it. And Tampa Bay will win it on a walk-off 39-yard field goal.
Yeah, that's all accurate. I feel like we're leaving out a lot of
short
the stuff that
sweet.
Happened.
That was like a tweet version of what happened in that game. You could do more. No, he really let it breathe, and then you watched it. But it was a back-and-forth affair. Very late in the game, the Seahawks had the ball. Sam Darnold threw an interception. And then Baker Mayfield, I think all their wins are like fourth-quarter comebacks or fourth-quarter game-winning drives. So 38-35, your final. Baker Mayfield threw three touchdowns in the game, and Sam Darnold threw four. And this was all about the Ohio State wide receivers, too. Jackson Smith and Jigba for Seattle, 8 for 132 and 1.
I think he's a top five receiver in the league.
I would agree.
I think he's a top five guy, which I never thought I was going to say. And he's awesome.
Emeka Ebuka might be top 10 himself. 7 for 163 and 1.
So those two guys are great. My big takeaway.
Did Gronk try to say his name?
No.
Did not go great.
Oh,
it was
no.
like Perk with Moses Moody.
Really?
No, he didn't like get stuck on like Skip. Like, but it was like, it was nowhere close.
So I knew Baker was great. Despite having the Ravens in the Super Bowl, we also had the Bucs in the Super Bowl, so none of that surprised me.
I'd Baker win the MVP.
How about that? Yep. My big takeaway is that even though he had the brutal interception at the end, Darnold might be kind of good. Like, that was kind of my takeaway from yesterday.
Might be okay.
I'm like he might actually be good, which I didn't think I'd ever say.
But, like, there's that picture that was going around of Baker and Darnold in Panthers uniforms together. Panther fans would be like, what in the world?
I think I'll price you.
That's a good sign. That is a pro coaches matter kind of response there.
Great point by the text line. Incredible uniform matchup. Yes. Incredible uniform
matchup.
Yeah,
we didn't even mention. So the Bucks are wearing their creamsicle, which we loved. The Bills ones last night, horrible.
Yeah, I like that.
I hate them.
I like the helmet. Remember I said they might look better on TV? They did not.
It looks like, hey, let's take the Detroit Lions uniforms and make them worse.
Yeah.
That's what the Bills had last night. Speaking of the Lions, they took on the Cincinnati Bengals.
What happened?
Tell you, no Ben Johnson, no problem. Still a little bit of trickeration.
Montgomery and the Wildcat, former high school quarterback, takes the snap. He'll throw. End zone touchdown. Brock Wright as Montgomery back home, airing it out like he did in Mount Healthy High School for six.
Calm down.
It's too much on the spot chart.
High school football quarterback.
Too many notes, dude. Yeah, jeez. Yeah, okay, good job on your homework.
Lions blow out the Bengals, although Cincinnati had a bunch of good garbage points. So if you had Ja'Marr Chase, he ended up with 110 and two touchdowns, but the game was well over. 37-24, your final. Detroit,
can you tell who had Ja'Marr Chase on this show? Can you tell? Yeah.
Your boy. Thanks, Jeff Cirillo. Lions 4-1, Bengals 2-3, but that 2-3 is about to be 2-10.
Yeah,
they're nose dive. All right, Commanders and the Chargers.
What happened?
They go jumbo formation, an extra lineman in the game. Kroski Merritt streaks to the outside. He's in again. Touchdown, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt and Washington.
Bill.
It's Bill,
first of
all. Let's get it straight. Two touchdowns for Bill. Deebo Samuel had a just icing on the cake touchdown for the Commanders as well. Chargers were up 10-0 in the game, and they lost 27-10.
Yeah, stupid me. I was buying in on the Chargers 2 weeks ago. They've come right back down.
Early. Washington and L.A. Chargers are both 3-2. And finally, Jones, in a matchup of maybe two of the worst teams in football and two teams that the Patriots play, right? They play both these teams? Saints and Giants?
Hey, check.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what happened.
Dart in the shotgun. Scataboo. And the ball came out. No whistle. Howden going the other way. Howden's going to go the distance, and we'll have to see if this one stands.
Yeah, the Jackson Dart excitement maybe has cooled down a little bit. Saints get their first win of the year, 26-14 over the Giants. Both teams 1-4.
Look, the Patriots should beat the Saints either way next week. I feel good they got their win out of their system, though.
Good point. You know? Less frisky now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't be frisky at all. They'll be pretty content.
They're going to be happy.
Yeah, like fat and happy.
Fat and happy. Pats might be a little fat and happy, too.
A little bit.
But I think the Saints
trap game?
They got their... No, it might have been a trap game if the Saints lost again.
A trap game?
But no, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, fair enough. That's it.
That's what happened. Week 5 of the NFL. We do it every Monday here on a Patriots Monday, where we're also joined by Christian Ellis and Hunter Hill.
Got it! Tampa Bay will win it on a walk-off 39-yard field goal.
At least he wasn't talking high schools and things like that.
No, that's true.
Or screaming
at former high school quarterback from Mount St. Helens. Good.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.